Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 16th of July, and here in Auroville is mostly cloudy on 29 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says mostly cloudy, with a thunderstorm around this afternoon, and overcast with a thunderstorm in one or two spots over the night. Temperatures from low 28 to high 34, with heat index of 39 degrees Celsius. Chance on precipitation is on 40% and humidity is on 62%. Winds from southwest at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. And it seems also weekend we will be mostly cloudy with some thunderstorms and showers. But of course cooler than some days ago. Moon is new, illuminated on 1%. A new moon is in Cancer, and Cancer is the first water sign of the zodiac, and like the other two water signs like Scorpio and Pisces, it's highly emotional. Cancer carries a motherly energy associated with family and caring for others. It is about nurturing others as well as being nurtured. In its shadow, Cancer energy can be clingy, manipulative, moody and very needy. The new moon in this sign presents to us these themes which will be carried throughout this 29.5-day moon cycle. But new moon is also an opportunity to reorientate and realign ourselves with the themes of the sign they are in. If you like the positive traits of Cancer, no matter what sign you are, then this is an opportunity for a new beginning of embodying more of the positive aspects of Cancer. This morning we have Tracy here in the studio with an invitation to a poetry recital on Saturday at 8 p.m. at Visitor Center. Good morning, Tracy, and welcome to our studio.
Good morning, Mariam. Thank you.
You are in preparation for the Saturday. What we can expect, where and what time?
All right. So there's going to be a poetry recital on Saturday evening at 8 o'clock at the Visitor Center. Mm-hmm. And Kinji and myself will be offering some poetic pleasures, hopefully to very much delight and, if possible, instruct the audience.
Mm-hmm. Are you also inviting the audience to interact with you or also share?
That might happen. We're leaving it up to the night for them to experience something different.
Mm-hmm. You are a visitor here, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, so what inspired you to share with the community the recital?
Oh, I've been wanting to come to Auroville for about 4 or 5 years. I've been interested in this project for a very long time. Mm-hmm. I've performed all over Europe and America and Africa, and it is a great pleasure for me to stay these 2 months here and to share with this community my passion and my pain and my pleasure together with my soul brother. It's a very special occasion for me.
Kim Jin?
That's correct.
That's your soul brother?
That's right.
And he is from?
Well, he's half South African, half German, but like all of us, we are world citizens, basically. So we're from everywhere.
The name
everywhere.
Would apply more to the Asian, no?
Yes, he chose that name.
That's a very interesting story.
Yes, a penny for your thoughts. To find myself as a penny, lying on the street, lost from someone's pocket, forgotten, complete. To find myself as a penny, trodden and kicked by feet, and covered in dirt and slightly worn, lost from a pocket that could have been torn. A penny with two faces, flat and also round. A penny no one's looking for, waiting to be found. I haven't lost my value, just lost along the way. I still am good for good luck. I still am good to pay. I'm sure I'll find a pocket, or the bottom of a well, or better still, another penny. Wouldn't that be swell? When things go lost and damaged, like a penny in the stream. When no one holds you in their hand, holds you in their dream. When the luck you used to bring is now a long gone thing. When the shine has been rubbed off. When the sound you make is no longer there. when a penny doesn't matter anymore, will there still be any? Will there still be any? Will there still be any penny?
But today at Visitor Center at 8 p.m., the Orville Theater Group present Change, which is a play translated from the Tamil play of the same name, Marudala, written by playwright Sujata. To exist is to change is to mature is to go on creating oneself endlessly. Progress is impossible without change, and those who cannot change their minds cannot change anything. Sundaram, Amurag Vikram Kid, Vishwa, the playwright, Ashwin Vignesh Raman, the secretary of the Theatre Society, Rama Subramanian Ravi, and the actor Ruben Jacob Neenam, and director, of course, Anurag Vikram Kate, assistant Kiran Pandiam, props and makeup with Janice Maria Frederick, with Premchand Purushottaman. On Saturday 18th at Dreamers Cafe at the Visitor Center, it will be potluck party for all current newcomers with the entry service. But for one to attend, he needs to respond to this invitation to entry service at orwell.org in if you can come or what you might like to bring so they can plan. The peak of this weekend, of course, will be on Sunday because the whole day is dedicated to the Women's Solidarity Festival. We are all invited to join them for the Women's Solidarity Festival, which will be a celebration of the talent and culture of local women in the Orville bioregion that will showcase cultural performances, speeches and educational display on various topics relevant to women's health and livelihood. They expect more than 4,000 people to attend. The celebration will take place at the AVAC office from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And AVAC office, which is Orville Village Action Group, is located in Irumbai Main Road, opposite of Tamil Nadu Electrical Board substation. On Thursday, 23rd of July at 7:30 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India International Zone, we can see an energetic performance, Narayani Namastute, of Avishkar Academy, which works in the field of a traditional performing art forms of Gujarat and Rajasthan. This time they bring to us a fusion of classical and contemporary dance, a special choreographed show of Garba and Ras. On Tuesday 21st at 4:30 p.m. at Zaire Conference Hall, the Orville Campus Initiative AC is happy to present Joy of Learning. And this will be the third installment of the Joy of Learning series in the Orville Learning Forum from Aurovillians for Aurovillians, with the title The Orville Master Plan Demystified. An exploration for the layperson from the Orville Campus Initiative, Lalit will present the history of the Master Plan, Soro will present key features of the Master Plan and evolution of planning in recent times, with perspectives and critical aspects, Tuan will be talking about the legal and statutory framework of planning and development and infrastructure planning and development. And they are saying town planning concerns all of us. Town planning in Orville is much more than the design and development of streets, houses and amenities. It is more than a land use management tool or a strategic plan to make the most out of our precious resources. Town planning in Orville needs to provide a comprehensive framework and reference for our collective development. It needs to aim at creating a balance for the diversity that our community represents while maintaining true form, function and beauty and alignment with our aspiration and thus the core values and vision of Orville. At the center of these efforts lies the Master Plan. An understanding of its scope and intention is indispensable to fully grasp the challenge and opportunities that town development in Orville entails. Thursday 23rd at Kripa, the Italian Pavilion, where we invite everybody for the concert of four centuries of music by classical guitar performed by Italian duo Bartoli Fodera. The concert is organized in collaboration with the Institute of Culture of the Italian Embassy in New Delhi. Giacomo invites us to Women's Self-Defense course at Joy Community Guest House Tuesdays and Thursdays between 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Giacomo has been practicing martial art for the past 22 years and it's in Orville since recently as a long-term volunteer of Joy Community. The purpose of this six-week course is to learn to act and react with conscious energy even before getting into physical contact with an internal feeling of secure action and equanimity. As such, this is especially suitable and directed to women who want to be ready to respond from sudden aggression approaches without needing much strength, constant training and body fitness. We were informed that in the interest of everyone's security, the Tamil Nadu police has arranged mobile patrolling around Oroville. It is their duty to verify driving-related documents. If you are stopped and requested to produce your documents, kindly cooperate with them. If you are found not carrying the appropriate documents, it is well within their powers to detain the vehicle and release it only on the production of the original documents. And here's a bit more happy thought, that a new booklet called Well On will soon be available to visitors and guests who come to discover Orville. This booklet will be available at the visitor center, guest service and guest houses which wish to have it. It will provide simple, accurate information about important places and units having a showroom, giving details on the activities, the exact location, contact schedule, pictures of the buildings, and will organize a tour for self-discovery of Orville using a numbered map. List included in the Welcome, like shops, unities, restaurants, activities, babysitters, guides, and so forth, can contact Veronique before the end of July. You need to send a picture of the building and your production and small text presentation of your activity, the exact place in Oroville, the contact mail, website, and anything else you think is important. You should contact her on crealum@oroville.org in, or you can call her on 948-8512678. And here's the word from us. This week we enjoyed the second group of future school students, Tara, Arosan and Edo, in exploring themes, recording, editing and publishing programs. And do keep eye out for their contribution as well as those by Aloha, Rishi and Luca from earlier week. Lately we have also produced a program with an adept perspective on youth titled Coming of Age, Orville Rises by volunteers Kumal. And Albert is currently working on a program about sound and healing, which will be published shortly. We are still looking for technical help from a web developer to create a new radio and TV content in one place. We also need some familiar in developing application for smartphones. Creative people and journalists are welcome to help us to cover events and create content. We join with many here in being grateful for the recent cooling rain. And let us finish with a cinema. Tomorrow at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso, the French Pavilion presents Alone the Immensity of the Cosmos, a talk by Alain de Sondrian, who is an astrophysicist of the observatory from Paris. At Cinema Paradiso Auditorium, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., they will screen Jimmy's Hall, who was directed by Ken Loach. And at Ecofilm Club at Sedona Forest, also tomorrow at 7 p.m., they will screen Food Matters, directed by James Colquhoun and Carlo Ledesma. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Korean action crime, The Big Swindle, made in Korea in 2004 by director Dong-hoon. On Saturday, they will screen an international drama, Woman in Gold, made in USA and UK in 2015 by director Simon Curtis. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. they will see an animation adventure, Cruz, made in USA in 2013 by director Kirk D'Amico. And later on at 8 p.m. at Cine Club within Pasolini Film Festival, we will see drama comedy, Trilogy of Life 2, Canterbury Tales. And that one was made in Italy in 1974, of course, by director Pier Paolo Pasolini. And the mother wrote, "We pray to the divine to accept the ardent flame of our gratitude and of our joyous and fully confident adherence." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org.